Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I am your hostess, Latrice Carter. Joining us tonight, we will have an author spotlight feature showcase with Tiffany Washington. She is an author who has collaborated with another set of lovely sisters on the novel The Woman Behind the Mask, Identifying the Woman Hidden. She will be joining the show shortly. We will give her a minute or so to call into the show. And while we wait for her to call the show, we're going to play Darcell.
The summer days more by far. Sun is out and there's no doubt the celebration will flow freely. This time I had a real good time and do it all over again. From New York to LA to the Red Sea. Summer's for lovers, summer's for friends. Summer days. Sing melodies of love. Sun is out, there's no doubt the day will have a smooth conclusion. The time has come to have some fun and do it all over again. From London to DC to sweet Paris, summer's for laughter, summer's for playing. Summer day.
All right, now that was Summer Days by Darcell. All right, now we have joining us on our show for our author spotlight, Miss Tiffany Washington. Welcome to the show, Tiffany.
Hello, thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I know you're driving, so we'll jump right into our interview. Tell us about your contribution to The Woman Behind the Mask, Identifying the Woman Hidden.
Well, my contribution, I wanted to share with women how it is to be in a place where you feel like your life is on hold and you're watching your life pass you by, and
mm-hmm.
how God can restore all those wasted years, all that wasted time,
mm-hmm.
and bring you full circle into a place of victory. And
mm-hmm.
everything you think you've lost, every opportunity you feel like you've missed, every brokenness that you felt, God can rebuild you, restore you, and re-anchor you. And I wanted to give
mm-hmm.
that to this project.
Okay. All right. So what attracted you to the collaboration of this novel with Nakia Evans?
What happened was I'm on Facebook, and Urena actually went to college with me, who was actually working with Nakia, and she put a post
mm-hmm.
out, and she said, I need three women who are willing to share their story. And
mm-hmm.
I messaged her, and she messaged me back, and she said, I think we can use you. And I felt so blessed. I felt like God had answered some prayers, because I felt the need to share my story.
Mm-hmm.
And she connected me with Nakia, and it's been going ever since.
Absolutely amazing. So what message do you hope the readers will walk away with?
That even though you're in a place of where you feel like you can't, God says you can.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you may be in a place of where you're unsure, you're uncertain, you feel like you're in a cycle where you just can't, it won't break, God will break those
mm-hmm.
chains. He'll restore you. He'll take that thing that you feel like you can't do and
mm-hmm.
just make it so it's possible.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. God will do it. So
yes, ma'am.
How did you feel about sharing your story? Because I know, a lot of times people get a little nervous about sharing their story. How did you feel about sharing your story?
Initially, I was kind of ashamed because of the way I was violated, the things that took place. And initially I was like, maybe I shouldn't share. Maybe I shouldn't
mm-hmm.
tell my truth. Maybe my truth is not strong enough to break other people's brokenness or heal their brokenness. And so I
mm-hmm.
felt ashamed initially. But then I was writing it. It really made it even more real.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so, I was like, thank you God for this victory.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. So you were healed in it's like a healing moment for you in the process of writing your story down. That's beautiful.
Yes, ma'am. It took me to another level, because like I said, when I put it on paper and I started reading back, I was like, oh my God. This
mm-hmm.
this really happened to me. It made it so real. And like I said, when I signed off on that last word, I had to dance on it. I had to go into another. It just took me into a new place. I'm telling you, I started praising God in a way that I hadn't praised Him. I was like David. I was like, oh my God. So yeah.
All right now. So how can our audience and readers learn more about you and connect with you on social media?
Well, they can always go to my Facebook page. I'm not heavy into a lot of social media per se, because I'm a school teacher. I'm finishing up my doctorate.
Mm-hmm.
But they can always go to Facebook and find me there.
Okay.
Tiffany J. Washington.
Okay. Well, Tiffany, thank you so much for sitting down with us tonight to talk about your contribution to the woman behind the mask, identifying the woman hidden. Thank you so much for talking with me today. I wish you nothing but success and many blessings.
Thank you, and thank you, and thank you, and bless you back.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, guys.
Bye-bye.
There you have it. That's the end of our show. That is the end of our show tonight. Make sure you pick up The Woman Behind the Mask, Identifying the Woman Hidden. Stay tuned for tomorrow for part two of our interview for the ladies who participated in this awesome collaboration. We're going to hear from Dr. Yvette Harris tomorrow. So be sure you guys stay tuned and sign in tomorrow. Until then, be strong, be safe, and God bless.